Now it's 21 minutes past 7 and we're going north because they're a step ahead of the south in terms of vaccine rollout and the timetable now for lifting COVID restrictions and reopening for business. A week from today, personal services like hairdressers and barbers will welcome customers, followed a week later by all shops and outdoor hospitality. Now, though warned against it for those living on the southern side of the border, there's the tempting prospect of a haircut, some retail therapy or an outdoor pint just a few miles up the road. Our reporter Ailie Sheehy was in Dundalk in County Louth yesterday speaking with locals about the easing of restrictions in Northern Ireland and how it might impact border towns like theirs.
I wouldn't see any point in crossing the border to do your shopping or to go out for a meal or anything like that there, because you just wait until it all opens up down here rather than crossing the border and risk being caught maybe, you know, or being stopped, you know.
Well, I know plenty of people that would go up to Newry to shop for clothes or, you know, even to get out into shops to kind of get a bit the shopping centres and that. And I probably would do it myself, to be honest. I wouldn't go out or up for the nightlife for that now, but it would be great if they could open at the same time and work together, you know, seeing that we're so close to the border and that.
Would you be tempted to cross the border to do some retail therapy when shops begin to reopen over the border?
Absolutely not. At this stage of the game, I want to see the south up and running. You're only 10 minutes here from the border. People will, but each to their own. But I personally won't be going to Newry to buy clothes or get my nails done or get my hair done, no. There is an element of unfairness, especially for the border counties where people can cross the border easily. And yet our own town, as you can see, lots of shutters down, places closed.
Yeah, it's very tempting living here in Dundalk to go over the border, but obviously because of the current situation and then the previous situation before Christmas, I'm not really sure it's a good idea. I thought that was a big mistake, not having like an all-island approach to these things, and obviously they're well ahead of their vaccine programme than we are.
We all have a responsibility to do what the government have been advising us to do, and for the safety of our families until the vaccinations are more rolled out here in the south, like, I just don't think that it would be fair to go into the north and maybe cause more damage and them just opening up as well.
You gotta feel sorry for businesses here locally that can see them opening up across the border, you know, that will probably have people going and they're going to lose out financially.
I'm Conor Lynch and I'm the manager of Michael Lynch Menswear in Dundalk. It's tough going as it is doing online and stuff like that, and now they're going to get a big benefit in opening their doors and we're still closed up here, and it's just a bit unfair, I suppose, is the truth be told, you know. Buying an image and stuff like that online, it's very different to walking in, putting your hand on something, trying something on. And our customers are very good, very loyal around here, but we have to keep our doors down because vaccinations are very slow down here. For two places being so close together, we're very far apart when it comes to the level of vaccination going on, you know. And click and collect would be a massive help at the minute. We can open our doors, have a counter up the front, we can show our window displays off, and it would be a lot more help even than what we're at the minute, you know. I think they're going to travel and walk in the doors of stores up there, and unfortunately we can't open our doors to let them in here.
Now, Gemma Murphy is the manager of Jack Murphy Jewellers in Newry, and she spoke with our reporter Jonah Sullivan last night about the prospect of reopening this month and potentially seeing visitors from south of the border.
We were open from June until December with customers who were unvaccinated. We have our screens between our customers and our staff. We have a sterilisation system where each item of jewellery that is touched is cleaned. We feel safe and confident that we're able to protect both our staff and our customers in store. We're delighted to have a date. That has been the most difficult part, not being able to plan or provide a date for our customers or be able to book secure appointments. So we are absolutely thrilled to have a date.
Now, Roger Pollan is the head of the Federation of Small Business Northern Ireland. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning.
We heard voices in Dundalk and in Newry there. Is there a concern north of the border that unvaccinated southerners now will be accessing services in the north, despite warnings here from health bosses that they shouldn't do so?
I think we're all just easing back into the prospect of being open. I mean, most of these businesses have been closed now since last year. A third of the year they've been closed. It's a different financial year for them, you know. So it's just a totally different environment from when they last closed the doors. So I think everybody will ease back into that. I think it doesn't matter where the customer comes from. They'll still be operating as if the customer may well be infected. So there'll be very many measures put in place, PPE, social distancing, face masks in stores, queuing systems and so on like that. So I think that the operating environment will be very safe for people coming into shops, and where those people come from is up to them. As far as I understand, the regulations would allow some people from south of the border to come north within the rules. So it's their risk. I heard one of your commentators saying there that there'd be the risk of being caught. To my mind, there's also the risk of catching something. So I think most people, it seems to me, are going to be sensible about this, and our retailers will deal with that and will create a safe environment for people to come into.
Excuse me, two quick questions. Is business ready? Because you'll have a lot of businesses that have never operated now in the post-Brexit environment.
Well, that is a big concern. A lot of these businesses closed their doors before the end of the transition period and are now opening up and finding that the supply chains are going to have to be changed. There's one business I was talking to the other day who has a sort of trendy eatery, if you like, and one of their signature dishes features a particular type of chorizo, and they normally get it from a supplier in England, and they have learned that they're not going to be able to get it from that source anymore. So they're coming back to business, you know, with their signature dish now either compromised, having to be changed, or to try and re-establish supply lines coming directly from mainland Europe through Dublin and into their business. So everybody's coming back into this and just getting up to speed. That's what we've been urging the executive to bear in mind as they unlock things, is that just because you open the shutters doesn't mean you're suddenly fully back to business. So we're urging them to try and make sure that the support that they put in place is tapered, and that businesses are allowed to get up and running safely, and that the support is not just turned off like a tap.
All right, Roger, thank you for joining us. Roger Pollen there.